Nearly 40,000 kids in Baltimore live with food insecurity. Weekend Backpacks Baltimore seeks to take care of those kids. With me via phone is their executive director, Fred Hassel, and we're talking about the organization and their May 4th event, End Zone Eats, today. Fred, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on, Diane. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today and tell you a little bit about our organization.
So what exactly is Weekend Backpacks Baltimore?
Sure. So Weekend Backpacks, we're actually about to hit our 11th birthday coming up on the 12th. But we're an organization that aims to fill what's called the weekend meal gap. And to be honest, that's something that I really didn't know a lot about until I started this position. You know, every kid in Baltimore City has access to food through free breakfast and lunch, which is fantastic and helps them learn. Unfortunately, when the weekend comes, we find that those same kids don't have access to those resources because they're not in school. Now, over a decade later, we're sending out almost 2,000 bags a week to schools throughout the city, and we make sure that we're targeting individuals that really need it. So we have a pretty clear sense of where there are instances of food insecurity in Baltimore, and we really try to make sure that we're working with those schools to make sure that folks have a weekend with a full belly.
How many schools do you serve?
So right now we are partnered with 50 schools across the city, and we also work with two non-school partners, and that's Healthcare for the Homeless as well as Mount Washington's Pediatric Hospital.
What's included in your bags?
So we like to make sure, first and foremost, that there's enough food for about 2 to 3 people, because we know that nobody likes to eat alone. And, you know, when we're sending a bag of food home with a kid, there's probably a mom, a dad, a grandma, an uncle, or a brother and sister that's helping out too. We want to make sure that the food items that are included in our bags are things that kids are going to like. So we make sure that we try to frequently include things like macaroni and cheese, pasta, fruit cups. But we also want to make sure that we keep things healthy. So we work with the food bank and within their guidelines to design a bag that's about 70% items that they would classify as choose often. So those are things like fruits and vegetables. And we want to make sure that once in a while, you know, the kids get a little treat. So we work with a lot of our partners to occasionally include a little snack bag in there, which includes some more fun items like cookies or crackers, but nothing too sugary or too allergy prone.
That sounds great, because I know a lot of people have allergies. I have issues with a particular type of food myself. So I love that you're doing that.
Yeah, we try, you know, we try to keep a balance between allergens, health, cultural sensitivity, and finance, which, as you can imagine, is a bit of a juggling act. But we really want to make sure that we're touching as many people as possible and making sure that as many folks as possible can access the resources that we provide.
You have an ongoing relationship with the Baltimore Ravens, and you're honoring them at your May 4th event, which is called End Zone Eats. Now, what's going to happen there?
Yeah, that's correct. So we are really looking forward to honoring the Ravens this year at our annual gala. They've been a partner with us for several years now, and we are the recipient of a $150,000 grant from them that have spread over 7 years. They allowed us to purchasing our delivery van, along with some other partners, including the food bank, the Behrman Foundation. So really, they've made a big difference in our ability to scale up.
This is End Zone Eats, May 4th at Martins Valley Mansion from 6 to 8 p.m. And Fred, what's the website and phone number where people can get more information about the event and about Weekend Backpacks Baltimore?
Absolutely. So we would encourage anyone interested to go onto our website, which is weekendbackpacks.org. The number they can call is 410-231-3134.
With me via phone, Fred Hassel, Executive Director of Weekend Backpacks Baltimore. Fred, thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Absolutely, Diana. This has been a fantastic conversation, and looking forward to seeing anybody who wants to make it out.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.